You can make it with that plain flour.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Put two eggs in there with a little bit of sugar and your flour and your starch and put this, a little bit of milk.
Mm-hmm.
Or a little water, what you want to put in there, and you let it, you call that drop biscuit. You let it drop in the beef.
Drop biscuit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with cornmeal, like?
With cornmeal, you can make a cornmeal, a bread cornmeal.
Hush puppies, or?
Some people make hush puppies. Yes, some people do, but I don't know. I never did. You want me to put you some more water in there?
I'll get some out of that. That's okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever make flitters, or do you know what those were? Thank you.
Not flitters. I don't know what flitters is.
Cornmeal and frying and grease. All right. What about those things that you would eat in the morning for breakfast? You know, they would come out flat.
Pancake, you
mean? Okay.
Pancake. No, we don't put that with cornmeal. We put that with plain flour. Oh, no, that's in wintertime. I make that often for my boys in summer, in wintertime at night. You don't know what to cook? Well, let's have some pancake in here. Yeah, I go to the pancake and say, you would need about 10 or 12. I got the little frying pan just for it.
Those things that would be fried and deep fat. And you have a hole in the middle of it?
Oh, there's donuts. We call them donuts. We call it in French the croquignoles. Now, that's another thing. When people wanted to put a new roof on their house, it was single. And they invite all the men, about 10 or 12 men, and then the woman would make the croquignoles. And then they had coffee with coffee all for just to help them. They didn't have to pay a penny. Just come and have the coffee, and that's what they used to do. Help each other like that. Now these days, you got to have the money in the pocket for everything. You know, olden days, people stick together. They were helping each other. Oh, yeah.
Would you ever make any different kind of donuts? Did you ever make little tea cakes or anything like that?
Oh, no, I never did. And they only had one kind of the scorpio they used to make. Oh, these days they got lots of them. They make all kinds. I can take you those biscuit in can there and make a hole in it and fry them and put some sugar on them. It's delicious.
Did you know what
beignets or beignets? The beignets, yeah, beignets made with flowers. And I got indigestion one time. I like to die with that. That's why I don't eat them anymore. I put a little bit of salt in there.
What happened?
Well, I guess they didn't digest, and I didn't sit down in my stomach. I had it, I could feel them. It was heavy, heavy, heavy there, and the castor oil is right there, and my mother gave me a bit of castor oil. And then, I never touched one after that, never did. Not those salt, it was salty one day, and it's thick, you know, the dough is so thick and it's heavy. So maybe I had to feel, maybe it was too much of my stomach, I was trying to feel it, so maybe that was it. But the sweet one, I ate a couple of those sweet ones. They were good.
What did they ever fry bread in grease, make up a dough,
try? You fry bread, yeah, you all.
You know what galette was?
Yeah, galette. Well, that's what it is. You make your dough for your bread, and before you cut pieces of pieces there, and you fry it. That's delicious. Oh, yeah, to drink coffee. Mm-hmm. Well, every time she would make her bread, we had that for dinner, because we never had more than two meals a day, so breakfast and dinner. They call it lunch at night. At 12 o'clock was just coffee. She just drink our coffee there, and sometimes my mother would have a few fish on the table covered there that my daddy would take that and eat that. He liked to just scroll at it, well, if it would have been warm. So he just did that, but we never had any big dinner. We never had a dinner. It was just breakfast and supper, is how we used to call it.
Okay. Now, the two parts of the egg, one is the...
One is the white and one is the yellow.
Okay. Did you ever let them crack and fall out of the shell
mm-hmm.
into hot water? And that was called...
Poach.